just the final few stages now of preparation for what's going to be the toughest challenge of my life. But so glad to be near the end of this four-year cycle. It's so tough. 4 years is so long. So really chuffed to be towards the end and just so happy to be selected again.
Yeah, I was going to ask you first what that four-year cycle's been like, because whilst you got silver at London, we could see the disappointment that it wasn't a gold. So kind of take us through that process and what it's been like.
Yeah, I mean, I've actually got a picture on the wall in my bedroom of me crying on the podium, just so that every morning when I wake up, I know why I'm getting up in the morning, I know why I'm doing what I'm doing, because sometimes you can get, it sounds stupid, but you can get lost in what you're doing, and you almost go into autopilot. So just that's there as a reminder, but just I've put everything in over the last 4 years to just be better, really, and just be as well prepared as possible for Rio and China. Maximise my abilities and try and go there and change the silver for a gold.
Are you happy with where you're at? Because I mean, the Grand Slam circuit, things like it seems like you've had a reasonable amount of success and you should feel good going into this.
Yeah, I mean, the aim for me and my team was to this year was to beat everyone in the world before I go there, so that I know I can beat everyone. And I'm the only player this year to beat the world number one. I've beaten every single player in the top 10. So there's no reason why I can't go there and replicate it. Obviously, it's going to be tough. I'm in the world number one. I've had some crazy battles this year. Australian guy Dylan Alcott. So just looking forward to the challenge and hoping that I can perform on a day.
What is the difference for you when you're sort of approaching a Paralympics as opposed to these big Grand Slams?
I mean, for me, in a selfish way, the Grand Slams is about me. In my mind, it's like I want to win as many as possible to try and create my own history. But the Paralympics for me, I feel like it's more for my family, my friends, other people. It might sound weird to people, but the medals mean a lot to a lot of other people, not just myself. So it's almost like playing for someone else. So it is tough, but something you get used to. And also just being around all the other sports is strange. And that's the main difference, and that's when you realise it's a bigger thing.
Wheelchair tennis does seem to be in a really good place at the moment. Do you think in some ways it has peaked and you enjoying that attention?
Yeah, I mean, for us, we've got a young squad. Me and Gordon are really the best mates. And it does help to have someone around who's the same sort of age, and we have good banter and stuff, but we've got an amazing squad. Alfie Hewitt, 18, youngest member of our squad, has got crazy ability, and he's going to be a special, special player. So we're in a position where we can go to Rio and hope to create some history in our sport. And yeah, just very lucky to be a part of it, and looking forward to trying to create some history.
That success you've had as a team, though, do you think the expectation in this game, does that come as extra pressure? Is it a bad thing, or do you find it's that extra motivation for you?
I mean, pressure's a privilege. So if you're creating pressure...
That's what they say, isn't it? Is that Billie Jean King?
Yeah, that's the one. So, I mean, for us, if you're creating pressure, it means you're doing something right. And all we can do is what we've been doing, which is going out and getting results and trying our best and training hard as a squad and helping each other along. In Alfie, it's his first game, so I try and help him as much as possible, because obviously I've been to a games now, I've been to a Paralympic final, I know what it's like. So yeah, just trying to all help each other get to where we need to be. The pressure is there, but if there's no pressure, then you're doing something wrong.
Would you say as well, this games isn't just about medals and on a personal level? Is there a bit of a responsibility amongst Team GB? Paralympic sport was on such a high after London 2012, and are you feeling like we need to maintain that high standard here?
Yeah, I mean, as a member of Paralympics GB, we're all trying to set standards. And obviously we're trying to raise the awareness of all the sports. I mean, London was amazing for that. We had 9,000 people there for my final, which was crazy, never seen anything like it. So hopefully we can carry that on in Rio and it doesn't dip down again. But yeah, we do feel a responsibility to every sport to try and promote it. But then you've also got to focus on what you're there to do, and that's to win medals.
Stepping away from when you'll be in Rio, West Ham fan, am I right? Will you be keeping half an eye on them? Because they'll be getting going in the season, won't they?
Yeah, of course. I've got my season ticket already, and I miss quite a lot of games when I'm away and stuff. But we try and get to, there's about me or five or six mates go to every game home and away when I'm here. So I'll be keeping an eye on that for sure, and hopefully trying to bring some medals back to the Olympic Stadium.
Yeah, as a Paralympian, that must be pretty special that they've moved in there of all places.
Yeah, I mean, I've been there. I'm chat to the owner's sons quite a lot, which is nice, and they look after me. So I've been in there and I've had a look around, and I was an ambassador for the move there, so it's very nice to see what's been done. And just, it is quite weird though, going back and seeing it after coming out in front of 80,000 people in London. But yeah, really nice. And like I say, I'm hoping to try and in a way get a bit of redemption in Rio and bring a gold medal back to where I got the silver in London.
They were so proud of you the last Paralympics. They gave you a good luck message and stuff, didn't they? Have you had any sort of contact with the club ahead of this one?
Yeah, I mean, they were great last time. I mean, I had messages off the players. I had messages off Brentford as well. They're my local team, and they really supported me as well and had me on the pitch, gave me a signed shirt and stuff. So from both clubs are amazing. This time, not so much with West Ham. I've been sort of keeping myself to myself, trying to keep my head down and just train hard. But I know the owner's sons have spoken to David Sullivan and said that if I win a medal, that they want me back on the pitch and stuff. So that'll be nice.
All right, no pressure. Good news about speaking about people on the pitch. Dimitri Payet, he's staying as well. I'm guessing you're pretty happy with that he's come out and said that he's here to stay.
Yeah, I mean, for me, I've had months of people telling me, you're never going to keep hold of him, you're never going to keep hold of him. And as a West Ham fan, we're always optimistic. So I'm like, he's definitely staying. But yeah, to hear that he's staying, that's a big, big thing for us. If we're going to go to where we want to go and try and break that top four, he needs to stay. So we just need a striker next.